And welcome back to Midday, everybody, on this chilly Thursday. Thursdays are the day that we check in on the thespian scene around town with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a piece that's written by a favorite composer of yours.
Oh, yes.
composer and lyricist, Stephen Sondheim. This is Into the Woods. It's over at the Kennedy Center, and it's there through the weekend. This has been described, this particular production, and I know you've seen a bunch of productions of this show because you've seen a lot of productions of a lot of Stephen Sondheim stuff. I understand this is a kind of a minimalist production of Into the Woods. So what does that mean? For example, is this like a really small cast and people playing different roles? Like we had that one, what was the Gentleman's Guide to Murder, where there's eight roles played by one person? Is this kind of deal?
Yes, it is. It is. I want to say to start out, Tom, that this is an absolutely brilliant production. You realize this within the first 10 minutes of the show. It's, of course, Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine's 1987 fairy tale musical. This show has had several high-profile revivals. It had one in 2002. It had that big movie 2 years ago that starred Meryl Streep. The original Broadway production in 87 had a cast of more than 20 people. This production has 11. So there is a lot of multiple casting. You're absolutely right. But smaller is not necessarily lesser. The stripped-down production really lets us get a sense of the essence of this show. And this particular production is mounted by a young New York company. They're called Fiasco Theater. It's directed by two of its co-founders, Noah Brody and Ben Steinfeld. And I have to say that one of my definitions of a classic is a show that can withstand new interpretations and possibly have a new interpretation bring out new meanings or new layers. And this production really reinforces the modern classic status of Into the Woods. It has this wonderful, let's play make-believe kind of quality. The show, as you probably remember, is an amalgamation of classic fairy tales. And the multiple roles that this small cast plays are different ages and different genders. In a couple cases, they're different species. Here's an example. There's an actor named Derek Peed. He plays Rapunzel's prince, one of Cinderella's stepsisters, and Jack and the Beanstalk's cow.
When all in a day's work.
The cow. When we meet the stepsisters, they're being played by two men who are standing behind cinched floral curtains that are on a curtain rod. They hold up the curtain rod, and the curtains become their dresses. I also have to say, I've never seen Jack and the Beanstalk's cow played by a person. It's usually an inanimate prop, or in the movie it was a real cow, I think. Derek Peed is such a good cow that at the performance that I attended, when the cow comes back from the dead, which is a very crucial moment, it got applause.
It usually is a crucial moment when cows come back from the dead.
I mean, another idea of the way this sort of minimalism works. Cinderella can talk to birds, and birds can talk to her. It goes back to the original Grimm. So the birds are done by actors holding folded pieces of paper that they sort of flap for the birds' wings. It's lovely. So in this case, you find that minimalism really exemplifies one of the themes of Into the Woods, which is sort of making do with what you have and resourcefulness.
Nice. Fiasco Theater.
Fiasco Theater.
Isn't that kind of redundant?
The
folks that I know in the theater world might think that that's just, it's a little doubling up. So I understand that there have been some stripped-down productions of some of the other Sondheim musicals in which the actors themselves actually play the instruments. Do they do that in this one?
Well, to a certain extent, it's not on the same level as the revival of Sweeney Todd or Company, where the actors really became the orchestra. There's a pianist on stage, Evan Reese, and he provides the bulk of the score. He's on a piano in the middle of the stage. It spins around occasionally. He has some lines. But the actors do play instruments, and a really wide range of instruments. The auto harp, a banjo, a bassoon, the cello, the guitar. Jack hits a metal pail with a stick. There's a leather suitcase that one of the stepsisters hits with a wooden spoon. And there's a kind of bowed instrument that I had to look up. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's called a whalophone. It's wild. But the minimalism also figures into the music vocally. The show includes some choral speech. The whole cast takes turns as the narrator. There's a character originally of the narrator in the show, and here's the way this works. They all say the first line in unison. Once upon a time in a far-off kingdom, Then they take turns doing the narration as the play continues. And this is also a thematic metaphor. It emphasizes that this is all their story. They are all in this together. And interconnectedness is largely what Into the Woods is about. I brought you a song in which this theme shows up. It takes two. You can't do it alone.
You've changed. You're thriving. There's something about the world.
That's Evan Harrington and Alicia Gamble in a rehearsal, actually, for the touring production of Into the Woods. It's at the Kennedy Center. How about the set? Is that minimalist as well?
Yes, the set is especially minimalist, but crowded at the same time. The designer is Derek McLean, and it has this kind of found object scavenger look. The main elements are an upright piano, a ladder, and a grandfather clock. The ladder becomes Rapunzel's tower. When it's wrapped in white cloth, it becomes Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother's house, and you see the activity in shadows. The wolf is a wolf's head that's mounted on a wooden plaque, and Little Red actually finds this so adorable that she pets it and smiles at it. The sides of the set are kind of a collage of the inner workings of pianos, frames, and strings. So it all emphasizes the artifice behind it.
So folks who are vaguely familiar with Into the Woods know that it's a sort of collection of fairy tales, but it's really more than an amalgamation of fairy tales, isn't it?
Well, and it does include one original fairy tale that's kind of the connecting tissue. It's about a baker and his wife, a childless couple. Really, the best description of this show is that the first act ends happily and the second act ends ever after, or goes into ever after, the consequences of getting all your wishes, having them all come true. And it's really about the responsibility of the individual to the larger community. It's about working together for the greater good instead of self-interest. It's a good show to see in D.C. right now. I did bring you another little clip from the National Tours rehearsal, and you're going to hear Evan Rees at the end of the first act, at the end of Happily Ever After, sort of willing you to come back to see what happens when you get what you wish for.
From a rehearsal of the touring production of Into the Woods. So, Judy, as you mentioned, Into the Woods is produced by a company called Fiasco Theater, but I take it that this production is far from a fiasco. That sounds pretty good.
Yes, I know you found that name a little intriguing. This production, Tom, is a triumph. And to tell you a little bit about Fiasco, it was started in 2007 by graduates of the Brown Trinity Rep MFA program. The word fiasco, I looked this up, and it actually derives from theater slang, meaning to fail on stage. I think that this company chose the name in the sense of taking risks, not being afraid to fail on stage. And really, with only a few minor negatives, the actress playing Cinderella has a big solo where I thought she seemed a little drift, our attention seemed to drift. The witch, when she's transformed from ugly to beautiful, looks a little bit like a Victoria's Secret model, which is an odd choice. But these are minor quibbles. Fiasco's Into the Woods really is totally entrancing.
Entrancing. All right, Into the Woods. It's at the Kennedy Center until the 8th of January. That's this weekend. That's Sunday. Our website, WYPR.org/midday, has a link to details about showtimes, etc. So next week, Judy, what are we going to talk about?
Next week, we're going to be talking about the Vagabond Players production of The Complete History of America, Abridged.
I would hope it's slightly abridged, at least. All right, well, thanks, Judy. Good to see you. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, from live theater to movie theaters, the movie mavens Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday will be here with tips on what to see and what to skip in your local cinema. I hope you can join us for the monthly Movie Mayhem tomorrow right here on Midday. Thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch today. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features unique sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day, all listed on their website. Go to eddiesofrolandpark.com. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.